welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our opposition preview for Aston Villa v Spurs on Sunday. Delighted to be joined by Holly again, making her third appearance. And the other two occasions we beat Spurs. So hopefully that's going to continue on my front. But Holly's channel is linked in the description and the title of this video as well. So go and check that out. I know she's done a Spurs Villa preview anyway. So how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now you've reminded me of that. Hopefully the third time is obviously a bit lucky for me. But no, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I mean, we spoke earlier on in the season. I can't even remember how well both teams were. I think we were both doing pretty well. I think we were probably both still sort of up there. We've been up there all season, really. So how's the season been so far for you?
It's been a lot better than last season, let's put it that way. I think we started very strong. Obviously, the jokes of us being at the top of the league didn't last too long, but I enjoyed it while it lasted. And then, obviously, we had a couple of injuries, players going off on international duty. And then I know all teams have it, so it is what it is. But I think losing some of our key players like Mickey van der Ven for a long while kind of showed where we kind of fell off the table a little tiny bit. But now we're pushing back up there, so that's nice to see. But yeah, it's definitely been more enjoyable than last season.
So we'll get stuck into the main topic then. How confident are you of getting top four?
To be funny enough, I generally think this game could kind of push us on a little bit. If we manage to get 3 points against you, obviously away from home for us, I think it gives us a bit of momentum and confidence going forward. I know we have got so many strong fixtures coming up in a row. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yeah, it's definite we're getting top four. But I think it might help us a little bit to get top four. But to think at the start of the season where we lost Kane, where we've got a new manager in, to think that we're potentially pushing for top four is mental in itself.
Yeah, this top four race, I think, how are you feeling about Man United first before we get onto like Villa and Spurs' chances? Like, how are you sort of feeling that they're out of the picture or not?
It's really annoying because they sometimes I think, oh yeah, they've had bad results, it's fine, they're never going to catch us, and then out of nowhere they go and do something brilliant. So for me, I'm trying to keep them on the back burner and not think about them, but I don't think you can when results go their favour. I'm just hoping that they have a few more hiccups along the way.
Yeah, I think they will. I don't know how they win football matches. I really don't, because every time I see them play, they're absolutely useless. But, you know, they get results. So luckily for us, I guess they lost to Fulham. And I do think they're out of it. I do think it's like a two-horse race now. I think the way, you know, for Villa, we're sort of 5 points in front of Spurs, but we're 11 points in front of Man United. Mm-hmm. So that 11-point gap is like so big, and like we're only 6 points off Arsenal, so I don't know which way Villa fans should be looking at the table, but I'm trying to look a little bit upwards really, because we're only 6 points behind Arsenal. So yeah, you sort of said if Spurs get the victory against Villa, you'd start to feel a little bit confident. I have looked at those four games that you've got. I think you've got like Newcastle, Arsenal.
It's ridiculous.
City, I don't know if you've got City or you've got four games that are really, really tough. So I think that's going to be the one for you guys, isn't it? How you get out of those four games. So Ange Ball, it's unique, I think. I think there's not a team that sort of plays the way you play. I think Man City sort of invert a defender into sort of central midfield, where you guys have got two fullbacks that go right up the pitch. So is that still a thing? Is that still how you're playing at the minute?
Yeah, Ange is very stubborn. He doesn't change his ways. I think, like you say, the way we kind of play those inverted wingers, and the fact, obviously, at the weekend against Palace, we saw Romero in that centre forward role out of nowhere, just kind of elaborates on how crazy Ange Ball is at times. But then that does leave us vulnerable at the back. But then when you've got Mickey van der Ven, who I like to call Daddy Longlegs or Roadrunner, you kind of feel a bit more safe. But yeah, Ange Ball is crazy to watch and sometimes very stressful, but I always feel we're going to get goals if we start right. But we're always going to leak them as well.
Yeah. So would you, because I think one of the good characteristics of Emery is that he's quite adaptable. So his tactics can sometimes change depending on opposition. Do you not see that from Ange? Is it sort of like one way, that's it, that's how we do it, and then nothing changes?
Pretty much, yeah. I say he's stubborn. He is stubborn. But I feel like his philosophy is, this is my football. You're good enough to play it. We're going to keep doing it until you get it, basically, rather than adapting to the players he's got. I think in recent weeks, many Spurs fans have complained at his subs and his timing of subs. But against Palace, we obviously saw Johnson come on quite early and he actually made the difference. So I think in terms of adaptability, he's learning to make different tweaks, but the way he plays will always remain the same.
Yeah. And I think when managers come into certain clubs, there's always like, there always seems to be that player that the manager, it's that player. Like when we had sort of like Steve Bruce, he used to keep signing like Al Mohammadi everywhere he goes. So does he have a player that he sort of really, can you tell a player that he like really likes and rates, or is it just everybody that he sort of like, he likes at the minute?
I think so. I think he praises Sonny an awful lot, but then who wouldn't? I think Sonny is definitely, obviously he's our captain, but he's obviously Mr. Tottenham, obviously with the other person that I won't name, obviously leaving us in the summer. But I think at the moment there's a real togetherness. So I don't necessarily know there's one player that he'd pick out. I just think the way we're playing, the way we're coming together, and you saw in recent games where everybody's playing for each other. It's not this, oh, I'm playing 10 minutes here, I'm going to go sulk, which we used to see with Richarlison at times. Now it's like everybody's unified together, which is something we've missed for a long time. So unless I say Sonny, I don't necessarily think there's a standout one for Ange. I think he just likes the togetherness of the team at the minute.
Yeah, and I've obviously been watching Spurs quite a lot this season because the way you play, I think it's exciting. I think, you know, when there's... like when I was talking about Man United earlier, like I would never go out my way to watch Man United. Like, what's the point? It's boring. But Spurs, I will always watch a Spurs game if I'm free. And I think you've Udogie, really rate him. I think he's so lively. And I think because he plays in that fullback role, goes forwards a lot, he always sort of catches your eye quite a lot. A player that I've been really impressed with, and he gets loads of stick from sort of like football fans from afar, but Richarlison, like he was brilliant for Brazil, you know, when he was bagging all those goals for Brazil. Like, was it like the World Cup or, yeah, I think it was the last World Cup. And he led the line brilliantly, and he's sort of like done really well for you guys, really. You know, he's scored loads of goals, and so have you been impressed with Richarlison?
I haven't. I think when you lose a player like Kane and then Richarlison's predominantly the replacement, it's a slight downgrade, I'm not going to lie. I think ever since he had his surgery, because obviously he was struggling I can't remember what the injury was, but ever since he's had his surgery, he's been banging in goals. And again, I think that comes, I know I go back to this togetherness, but I think it's the players around him that have given his confidence. We have a lot of confidence-based players in our team. And I find when they have that confidence, they find the better back of the net, or they're playing better. The likes of Werner as well. So yeah, I don't want to say Richarlison's a bad player. I think he's definitely got elements of being a good one. I just think his time, he's brilliant.
I'm going to mention it. Right, what's your fan base doing with Matty Cash? Like, why is there so much hate for Matt? I know that Bentancur thing, but what is going on? Like, what's your view on Matty Cash, and then why you're here?
I'm going to get a lot of hate in the comments, but I can't stand him. I think that challenge on Bentancur is honestly put a target on his back every time we come to play you now. And I don't want to say it's bitterness. I mean, you probably could say it's bitterness, but I think for us, Bentancur was an incredible player. And he still is. He's just not back to where he was. And that injury is potentially the one that's caused that to happen. So we are going to be a bit bitter and have a bit of hatred towards him. But I guess that's what makes football fun sometimes.
Yeah, it is, to be fair. I saw an image of, like, I don't know whether it was a Villa fan or a Spurs fan. They'd done, like, this, like, put them up like they were going to have, like, fight each other. And it was like Taylor the Tape or something. And, oh, my God, it's gone wild about Matty Cash. But, yeah, so Villa, what have you made of Villa so far this season then?
a breath of fresh air, to say the least. I mean, Mr. Good Evening has done wonders for you. Obviously, where you are on the table, you've done incredible. And Mr. Ollie Watkins, wowee. I am so jelly that we do not have a player like that anymore at our club. I mean, I'd love him to come to Spurs, but I doubt he's going to move. So you've definitely got a good one there. But yeah, you've been brilliant this season.
Yeah, and this sets us up now to the game at Villa Park then. So what do you think we can expect from this? I think it's going to be quite lively. I think, you know, we've already mentioned this cash thing. And you know, the atmosphere is going to be a bit edgy between the two sets of fans anyway. Our home form is okay now. You know, we had that little bit of a blip where we lost to Newcastle, Chelsea, etc. So we've come through that little bit of a blip there as well. How do you think the game's going to go then in your mind? What are you expecting from the game? How do you think it's going to pan out? Who's going to win? What's it going to be like?
I hope that Spurs actually start rather than spending 70 minutes doing a lot of possession, not doing a lot with it. So I'm hoping that Spurs actually turn up for once. I think, like you said, it's going to be very fiery. That Matty Cash thing is going to be playing in a lot of the players' mind. I'm just hoping that Romero doesn't absolutely clatter him and then gets a red, because I can see that potentially being an outcome. And I think both of us are just going to go at it. I think there's going to be a lot of goals. We're definitely going to leak a few goals, I think, to say the least, especially if you get a free kick or a set piece. We have been so woeful at defending them. So I would definitely say that's a weakness in ours. I'm not going to sit here and not say we're going to win, because I think we need to win to be able to propel ourselves on. So if I think it's going to potentially end 3-2 Spurs. I think I'm going to put my neck out, because like I always do. So I'm hoping this third time lucky thing does come into my favour.
Yeah, I think, in the magnitude of where we're at, I think you guys need to win. I think that's the outcome that I think you require. I think Villa, a point would be probably perfect for Villa, really, because it just doesn't really change anything. And I think with United probably playing and them having to gain points on one of us, I think it's going to be interesting. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's probably going to go to the wire with both of us, really. But you never know. I mean, if English teams do well in Europe, then fifth place potentially might get top four anyway. So we might both be in it, which would be probably a good outcome, really. So thank you, Holly, for coming on our channel. I'll make sure I'll put all of your tags and that in the description and the title. And speak to you soon.
No, thank you for having me. Like I say, it's nice to be on the other end rather than asking the questions. So thank you.
See you soon.